It is time to take five for your community this morning. I'm very pleased to be joined by Tyler Simmons and Jeff Goodwin. They're the organizers of the first annual First City Brewfest, which is coming to Vincennes this Saturday. Gentlemen, first of all, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Appreciate you guys coming in. I'm sure things are getting real hectic as you get ready for this event. So, Tyler, let's just kind of give an overview of what they can expect from the first annual First City Brewfest.
So, the First City Brewfest, it is a craft brew festival. We have 23 to 24 different breweries that will be coming from locally and across the Midwest. Kind of similar to the Uncorked Festival. The only differences that I can think of, we don't have wine this year, unfortunately. And we also do unlimited sampling. So with your admission, you know, when you pay your admission, you get a sampling glass and you don't have the tickets. We go through and we do unlimited samples, as many as you're, you know, not really as a challenge, but as capable and responsibly can drink, you know, and try as many different brews as you'd like.
Well, you brought up responsibly, and I'm just curious, what's been the reaction to this event? Because I was just curious if people came to you were a little nervous about having a lot of people, you know, drinking at an event like this, or has it been pretty positive for the most part?
Honestly, we've had a lot of good response. Okay. There's a lot of people from the community that will go to other brew fests. Evansville has a couple. You know, there's one in Jasper. There's a handful in Indianapolis that we've been to. You know, and people are kind of excited they don't have to drive 2 hours just to go do something like this. And it's something, you know, that we brought back locally that would, you know, that we really hope that takes off really well. And we've got a lot of tickets sold so far. We're hoping for a little bit more tickets just to kind of have a huge event and, you know, grow with it every year and then kind of make it a big event.
Jeff, we were talking ahead of time. Now, you've been to several of these, but putting one on is a whole different thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Tyler got me into Brewfest few years back, and then we were actually on the way home from one, and we looked at each other and said, let's do one in Vincennes. I mean, there's nothing around in this area that's anything like this. And once we started, I mean, we started in August of last year getting everything together, and it's just a huge undertaking getting everything in line and getting everything together. I mean, I never realized what went into doing an event this size.
Have you talked to other organizers? Did they give you some hints of things you should do, you shouldn't do?
Yes, we've talked to a few organizers. They kind of gave us a few hints here and there, but mostly it's kind of been on our own.
Okay. And again, reaction's been pretty positive so far. That's certainly looking forward to that. So my understanding is you've got the tickets, but you also have, do you have the VIP tickets as well?
So the biggest question we probably get asked is, what's the difference between general admission and VIP?
Right.
And this year, in order to keep our prices down, we didn't do a whole bunch extra VIP stuff. The biggest thing is we have some one-off beers that are coming in that are, you know, you can't really find in the stores. You know, they're kind of a small batch series. There's just different availability. You know, you don't see a whole bunch of it. But, you know, for the people who've paid a little bit extra for VIP, get a chance to try those different beers that are coming from, you know, especially from the brewery that aren't in distribution. You know, and the other thing, I mean, every time we go to Brewfest, we always get VIP just because the lines.
Sure.
Sometimes you don't want to wait in line and you just kind of want to go hit your favorite breweries first that, you know, see what they have that's new or see what's out that's different. And you can kind of streamline that process as the lines are obviously shorter at that point.
And you mentioned all the brewers are going to be on hand. Several regional, I'm assuming some are local too?
Yes. So we have Vincennes Brewing Company, obviously the most local brewery. We have two from Jasper. We have one from Ferdinand. We have two from Evansville, one from Terre Haute. We have Sun King coming, which is Indianapolis's biggest brewery. We have Rheingeist, which is Cincinnati's biggest brewery. And we have Urban Chestnut coming from St. Louis. We've got Switchyard from Bloomington. I mean, we've got a handful of different ones coming, and then we've also got some regional ones that are really, really big. We've got one coming from Wyoming. We've got one from Iowa, a couple from Ohio, you know, just all across the board. We've got one from Michigan, a couple from Michigan coming. So it's just kind of mostly a Midwestern eclectic group. You know, we got a lot of no's. It's very difficult to get breweries to come to Brewfest just because there are so many. But you know, we did get a lot of yeses, obviously, so that's the great thing about, you know, this Brewfest.
And craft brewing in itself has just really exploded the last couple of years, hasn't it?
It absolutely has, yeah. We've, and even just in the Vincennes area, you know, we've really seen a large expansion, and the variety has really grown, you know, to what it was even 2-3 years ago. You know, I mean, and it is, it's kind of crazy because you think about it, you know, 10 years ago, a lot of these brands weren't even around, you know.
Right.
And so that's what's kind of cool.
So let's go ahead and give the specifics, you know, folks who are listening right now. It's coming up on Saturday, and it's going to be out on the Rendezvous grounds.
Right, yes. They call it the French Commons. We're in the Common People's area. It is the technical address, if you're using your iPhone or GPS challenged. I know some people are. 411 Willow Street in Vincennes. We'll have signs and people directing you where to park and where to go in. You know, VIP starts at noon. General admission starts at 1. Last pours at 4:30. But if for some reason you didn't have enough, we actually have an after party. Sun King and Vincennes Brewing Company are hosting an after party with Fossmeyer's Bakery. They're doing a beer and donut pairing down at the Vincennes Brewing Company.
Okay. Tickets are how much and where can they get them?
Tickets, so VIP are $45, and general admission is $30. And we have cash sales at the Vincennes Brewing Company or online at firstcitybrewfest.com. First is spelled out. We do stress, you know, buy tickets before the day of the event. Mm-hmm. Tickets do go up at the gate. You know, they will be available at the gate, but the price will increase.
Is there a competition involved on this event?
Yes, there is actually a homebrew competition. Majority of these breweries started out homebrewing in their garages or in their kitchens, and they expanded from there. So we wanted to pay honor to that. So we have around 12 to 14 homebrewers coming, all within from. We got a couple from Illinois, a few from Terre Haute, Bloomington, Evansville, and they're actually competing for the homebrew competition trophy. And so what, in addition to the 24 breweries that are going to be there, you'll have 12 home brewers, and you can sample their beer also.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys get to vote on who wins the homebrew competition.
So okay.
When you walk in, you'll get a beer bottle cap, and you'll place it in the in a tin cup of whoever you want to win.
All right. Very good. Again, that's coming up Saturday, and that'll be on the Vincennes Common, French Common Grounds. Let me ask you guys one more question before we wrap it up. Some people, when they organize an event for the first time, they have like sky high expectations, and some they kind of temper their expectations. Where are you guys at?
I think we're pretty realistic. We're also both on the Spring on Main and Fall on Main boards in Vincennes. So, you know, thank Ellen Harper for that, for helping us out getting, you know,
right,
getting the experience there a little bit.
Right.
You know, so we kind of have a good idea. The cool thing with Vincennes, you know, I've moved over here probably 9 years ago, and the cool thing I've noticed with Vincennes is a lot of people, and the surrounding community as well, a lot of people really participate in things. If something goes on, people want to be involved, people want to go check it out, and people are curious. So the cool thing is we do have a lot of community involvement, and I think that's one of the awesome parts about this area. So, I mean, we're pretty realistic, I think, with our expectations.
Oh, very good. Okay, so let's tell people one more time that's coming up. This Saturday, the first annual First City Brew Fest will be in the French Common Grounds. VIP starts at noon Eastern time.
Correct.
And then 1 o'clock is when the general admission are.
Correct. Last pours at 4:30, and tickets are available at firstcitybrewfest.com.
There you go. Tyler Simmons, Jeff Goodwin, they're the organizers of the first annual First City Brew Fest. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.